Welcome to AM Best Audio.
It looked like the trend of increased auto insurance shopping was slowing down. Then, well, not so much. That's according to the latest Loyalty Indicator and Shopping Trends report from J.D. Power, conducted in collaboration with TransUnion, which provides an overview of insurance shopping and loyalty behavior. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Stephen Crutzen, Senior Director at J.D. Power. Stephen, as always, great to talk with you.
Yeah, you too, John. Great to connect today.
So, Stephen, what's going on here with all the auto insurance shopping?
Yeah, so this quarter, Q3 of this year, was a bit surprising. You might recall last year we saw an uptick in shopping in the first half of the year. And then in the latter half of the year, consumers stopped shopping as much for auto insurance. We attributed that to the fact that at the beginning of last year, people were going through their third or fourth renewal cycle with an increase in their premium. And we were seeing some pretty historic increases in premiums at that time. And consumers were reacting by trying to find a lower premium, but they, for the most part, couldn't when they went shopping because all insurers at that time were pretty active with their rate taking and premiums are going up across the insurance landscape. So the switching rate didn't really move up as much as shopping did. People were out looking for better deals, but couldn't find them and they didn't switch. So in the second half of the year, when shopping went back down and went back down pretty steeply, we thought that looked like people were kind of growing tired of shopping and not finding a lower premium, not finding that better deal. So they retreated from shopping. And then the first half of this year, we saw the same increase we saw in the first half of last year. So we thought, well, it looks like this cycle might repeat, where first half of the year, people are kind of frustrated with the increases they've had, and they go out looking for a better premium. Maybe they won't be able to find it, and they'll retreat in the second half of the year. That changed this time. You think about the rate activity that's happened in the last few months, it has not been nearly as aggressive as what was happening a year or 2 years ago. And it looks like some consumers are able to find a lower premium now. We're seeing the switch rate move up. So the switch rate representing the percentage of consumers who switch auto insurance companies when they go out and shop has moved up and moved up to a record high, monthly high in August of this year. So it's looking like consumers are able to find that better deal, which is driving the shopping rate up.
Yeah, I was going to ask, is it just lower rates that it's being attributed to?
I don't know if it's lower rates as much as if you think about a year ago, basically every insurer was taking rate. Everybody was increasing premiums. Some insurers have flattened out and maybe a couple are discussing some decreases in their rates and decreases in premiums. So it's an environment now where a savvy shopper might be able to find a lower premium than what they have with their current insurer, maybe even able to find the same coverages or better coverages at a lower premium. So as they do that and they find those lower premiums, I would expect them to tell their friends, family, and colleagues, look, I just recently shopped for auto insurance. I found a good deal. You might want to consider doing the same.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
How are insurers reacting to all this?
Insurers are reacting by getting back into the market more. We're seeing some increases, at least directional increases in ad spend. That was something that carriers pulled back on aggressively during the early phases of the hard market when rates were inadequate. Of course, they had to contain costs, and part of that was reducing ad spend. Some of that is increasing as of late. And we're seeing carriers really, some carriers taking on entirely new distribution channels to them, to their book, and trying to find a new way to acquire new customers. So we're seeing some more spend, we're seeing some more creativity, we're seeing more development of different channels to try to acquire customers as we look to be in the later innings of the hard market.
Is this a trend that we should expect to continue indefinitely, Stephen?
Yeah, good question. I'm not sure we'll see it indefinitely. I think in the insurance space, we've learned in the last few years, for certain, nothing holds true forever. I would say that shopping is likely going to show an uptick again in Q4, which completely reverses the trend from the last couple of years. Some early indications in our list data. So we have October data in the can right now, and we can say that thus far in Q4, so the October data, we're showing a pretty steep increase in shopping. October, as it stands, will be the highest shop rate we've seen to date. So trends are looking like, at least for the next quarter, consumers are going to hear that news that their friends, family, colleagues are able to find a better deal, and they're going to go out and look for one themselves. We'll see what happens with switching, if they're able to find that better deal. And all indications are maybe early next year, we'll continue to see some increased shopping. When that will pull back, I think, is anyone's guess at this point. But for the near term, likely to see increased consumer interest in finding a lower premium for their auto insurance, and the ability to do so will drive more shopping.
And I guess we'll find out when we speak to you next quarter.
Sounds great. Looking forward to it.
Stephen, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Of course, anytime, John.
Stephen Crutzen, Senior Director at J.D. Power, and I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.